Kamayim Panim al Panim. What's the phraseology in Mishlei? The basic.
It's a wise guy could hear somebody saying something, but he would still like not respond. Like try to like get out of it in the next way.
Nachon. And the idea is that when people reflect off each other's energy. So if someone's being loving to you, you want to be loving, and someone's being angry, you're going to be angry. That's just how people are. And so that's what I think is going on here. I think Yaakov Avinu is actually loving Esav, and then Esav is responding back with love. And even if their whole life they had struggles and stuff, at that moment, their love is genuine. And I find that to be a very inspiring Rashi, Shlomo. And I think it's based, maybe that's another angle on the whole angel story. Because he's able to see Esav in the angel. He sees them, it's angel of Esav. He sees godliness even in the lowest places. And the Kedushas Levi says that's a big tzaddik. A big tzaddik can see godliness in all the big places, in all the hard places. And on one level, that means in the hard challenges in life, like Shev was saying before. During the challenges, the Esavs in life, that's specifically from God. If you can recognize at that moment that it's really from Hashem and say, thank you, Hashem, even though it's hard, exactly, the salvation comes at that moment. And I've seen this a million times, especially tonight, 7:29. Right? Whatever. The whole difference. I didn't know how we were going to get the soup on the pot, and then, like, it's from Hashem, and then, boom, Mashiach came. And that's one level. But I think on a Rosh Shlomo level, what this is teaching us is to every single person you meet, whether you love them or hate them, or naturally they're tzaddik or rasha, just treat them like they're in the image of Hashem.
Well, they are.
They are, but we don't necessarily treat them. We say that, but who actually acts like people in the image of Hashem? Right? So I'll tell a few stories that demonstrate how Rosh Shlomo Mamish lived this way. And we should have this Mamish in our minds when we're going to visit the poor people tonight, and just everyone. So one time, Rosh Shlomo Karl Bach went on Hanukkah. He was invited. So where are we going to go? Simchas, we're going to an old age home. People go to the hospital. We had children's ward of the hospital. But what did Rav Shlomo do? He went to the prison. He was invited to the prison. Who goes to the prison except Rav Shlomo Karlov? He went to the prison. He visited, he made a Hanukkah chagiga for all the Jewish inmates. And it was amazing. It was 3 hours, no pay. 3 hours there, 3 hours back. He didn't make a big deal about it. That was Rav Shlomo Karlov. Then at the end of it, he says, wait a second. Only the Jews came. What about the non-Jews? He demanded, he asked, can I go cell to cell and meet every single person and hug them and give them love? And they said, okay, if you want to. And he did that and went to every single cell and hugged them. And at the end, he's walking out, and this big, burly, strong man calls up and says, wait, Shlomo! And Shlomo turns back and says, yes? And he's like a little ashamed of himself. And he says, can I get another hug? And Rosh Shlomo comes, a big bear hug that lasts for a long time. And at the end, he's crying, the man. And he says, if only someone would have hugged me like that, I wouldn't be in prison today. Right? So that was Rosh Shlomo's mamash, seeing the image of Hashem in every single person. Another story. There is I'm trying to think what demonstrates this the most. This one's even more radical. A different prison story. He went to the Ramallah prison, which is Jewish and Arab, and some of the Arabs there have done really bad things, terrorists, stuff like that. He does a concert. Only the Jews come. He insists that the Arabs come too. Half of them come, half of them don't. And he goes cell to cell, hugging, cajoling, making sure they all come. And day to the end, they're all singing and dancing together. You have Jews and Arabs who would never speak to each other in the prison, but by the end, they're dancing like the Mashiach had come. Mamish. That was Rosh Shlomo's derech in general. With Arabs, he would go into the Muslim quarter and give everyone a hug. Ba'ava mamish. Eventually, after after bad things were happening, a lot of terrorism, he felt like he couldn't anymore. And he wasn't able to do it to the same extent. But he's also, by the way, politically very, you would say, right-wing. Very, very strong supporter of settlements and things like that. But he also really loved everyone, no matter who they were, because they're in the image of Hashem. There's another story with him where he's at a concert, and there's one person who was deformed and really looked ugly, and no one was sitting in his row because it was actually painful to sit with near him. And Rav Shlomo, in the middle of the concert, meets his eyes and says, "Oh, holy brother," gives him a huge hug and says, "You're so beautiful." And the guy just starts crying. And they said afterwards that people were like, "Wow, he's actually looks more pretty now. He looks nicer." And there's a person there who was a totally secular person. He writes this story in Holy Brother. And he says, "That transformed my life. I had no interest in religion. After I saw Rav Shlomo Carlebach do that, I decided there must be something to this religion if it can make people like this." And he started learning Torah, and he's now a big Rosh Yeshiva in the mirror or whatever, in like Meir Sharm. But it all began when he met one person who mamish saw the image of Hashem in every single person. I could probably go on for like an hour doing this, but that was basically his. If you read Holy Brother, that's basically the running theme to every single story. It's like a human that just saw every single person as the actually in the image of him, actually special, actually precious, actually had time for everyone. So when I started reading these stories, I was like, gvalt, I finally found my role model. I don't care this, that, Torah. In terms of the way he relates to people, that's how I think Hashem would want us to live. And I think we see that precedent with Yaakov Avinu meeting Esav in our parsha. So there's so few people in the universe that live their life like that, that actually treat every person they meet with love. But if the people in this room could try to do that a little bit more, mamash, we're going to change the world. So please, Hashem, help us to just lovingly, see the image of Hashem in every person we meet. After Kamocha, and if you want a practical way to actually, how do you do that? I would suggest read Holy Brother every day. Read a different story.
It's in English.
Yeah, I have it here. This is like my second Bible. If I was a rich man, I would buy this book and give it to every person in the world. Because it really can transform people's lives.
And so you owned your friend here?
You can get it on Amazon. It's very expensive because it's sold out. But the good news is, and I even called Yida Halberstam, the author, and she doesn't have any extra copies. They're quite expensive, but it's totally worth it. I also do recordings of it sometimes when I randomly have free time. I'll just read stories and put it on YU Torah. So if you know that website, you can look for Holy Brother stories. And I have a bunch of the stories online. Or you can borrow from me, but I kind of...
No, I too precious.
I don't think it's... But even to, I had a miracle with Rosalma today.